It's 6 minutes after 9 o'clock and a very good morning. My name is Jim Thorne and today is Friday. And you know what that means? That means it's time for That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour. It's a program where we feature some of Mississippi's finest singers, songwriters, musicians, and artists. And the program's made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to locally owned, one-of-a-kind Fusion Coffee House in the township on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Well, one of the premier Christian musical artists in this area is our featured guest on today's show. Kayla Berry blends contemporary Christian and gospel music in a unique and powerful way. She is the recipient of the 2019 Mississippi Gospel Music Award, and her songs not only sound great, but there's also an inspirational message in each. Plus, she's a wife and mom. Folks, we are really in for a treat this morning as we welcome back to the program Kayla Berry. Good morning, Kayla.
Good morning, Mr. Jim.
So good to see you.
It's so good to be here with you.
Are you this bright and cheery every morning?
Now that I've had my coffee, yes.
Well, good. Hey, listen, you've been a busy young lady. We were talking before the show, and you're wife and mom, you and your husband own two really outstanding restaurants. Maybe give a shout out to that business, because it's really dynamic.
Yes. Berry's Seafood and Catfish House in Florence, Mississippi, and McGee, Mississippi. My husband has been running these restaurants since he was 19 years old.
Wow.
He bought these restaurants. Well, it was one at the time.
Yeah.
In a little house in Harrisville, and he purchased it. I think it was like the day after his 19th birthday.
Wow.
And God has really blessed him, and you see the fruit of that in
these restaurants. And also, you drive by that your restaurant in Florence, and you see that huge cross.
Yes, sir.
Wow. You probably get some good reviews on that, too.
Absolutely. Well, yes, good and bad.
Yeah.
But our motto is Jesus and catfish.
Yeah. Well, now you've recorded some outstanding music, and our listeners are going to be, in for a treat hearing some of this, but one of the songs that I want to start off the show with is called Run and Hide, and it is charting, doing very well on the God's Music Today Billboard. Tell us about that particular song.
Oh, man. Well, so I am under the record label with multi-ethnic record label under Aaron Lindsay out of California. And he was invited to Integrity Music. They have a writing camp called Revere Writing Camp. And we went over to this writing camp for a few days and got into a room with Mitch Wong, who is an incredible songwriter, my producer, Aaron Lindsay, his daughter, and myself. And we got into that room that day, and that was the very first song that we wrote.
Really?
And they had asked, you know, who has an idea of something that we can start writing about? And so I began to just share about how God has revealed to me. I have been the person that, you know, ran and hid from God every time I failed or sinned or made a mistake. And the Lord just gave me a revelation one day, and he told me that I've always intended for you to run, but not run from me, run to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always intended for you to hide, but not hide from me. Come hide in me, because I am your protection. Mm-hmm. And so he, you know, I always needed a safe place. And Jesus let me know that day that he was that. And so this song is basically a reminder to stop running and stop hiding from him, change directions and run to him and hide in him.
All right. Let's enjoy it. Kayla Berry on the Blues
Your
and Arts
Hour. Love is a mighty fortress. There is room for me. Your grace is perfect in weakness. It's enough for me. You're enough for me. Your voice promises faithful to lead me when I'm wandering. You are there.
Caleb Berry, Run and Hide. Caleb, that's outstanding.
Thank you so much.
And it's, like I said, it's charting right now on God's Music Today. It's where was it last time you checked on it?
We moved from number 27 to number 18, and we were the top mover.
Uh-huh.
So God is good. I'm excited. And I can't wait to check it again.
The next chart comes out when?
On the 15th.
All right. We'll look for it. All right.
Yes.
Okay. And how can people access your music? I mean, before we go to the break.
iTunes, Spotify, any musical outlet.
Okay.
YouTube. Yes. Check it out. And we're going to be releasing, like I said, we've got a Christmas song that's about to come out. And then starting January, we're going to be releasing a lot of music.
So. And your website address?
CalebBerryMusic.com.
Great. All right. Stay tuned, folks. More on the way. Great music from Caleb Berry and conversation as well. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. I want to thank the sponsor of the show, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, special thanks to Fusion Coffee House, located there on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Our time now is 15 minutes after 9 o'clock. Welcome back. It's 20 minutes after 9. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. Our very special guest in studio, Caleb Berry. And Caleb, you were on the show a couple of years ago, but it sounds like you've got a lot of things going during between then and now, huh?
Yes, sir. A lot of movement.
Yeah, a lot of movement.
God's been good.
You've been involved in music and singing all your life. I've read your bio on your website, CalebBerryMusic.com, mainly in the church that your dad pastored. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. My dad pastored me my whole life up until about 2018.
And what church?
Well, we started out in a small country church in the Martinville community. With a McGee, Mississippi address. And I got so tickled because every time I talk about that church is every time we would drive up, we never knew what it would smell like because there was chicken houses and there was cows right there.
Wow.
And so we joke about just that time, but it was the church that built me. It was precious. And then about January of 2013, my dad became the pastor of New Life Christian Fellowship in Pearl, Mississippi, and he is still there today.
Now, do you still lead worship in church?
I do, yes, sir. I'm at New Covenant Church in Harrisville, Mississippi now.
Very, very interesting. Now, you recently shared the stage at the Mississippi Coliseum with noted singer-songwriter, Christian singer-songwriter, Jeremy Camp.
Yes.
That must have been an awesome experience.
It was an honor. A dream a little girl used to have when she was growing up, and it was just a God wink for me. Like, I got you. This is a precious gift. So it was an honor. He is the most humble person, and I love that, because you never know what you're going to get with people who, you know, are well known. You never know if they're going to be kind or if they're going to like rush you off. But he was so kind and the most humble. It was a great experience.
I guess, you know, when you look at somebody like Jeremy Camp, there are things you can pick up and maybe learn from them. Is that kind
of absolutely? Oh yes. My thing is to always remember who you're doing it for. And to not let the pride set in of, oh, well, you know, I'm well known, or, you know, look at me. I do. You remember that it's God that's giving you the gift, and to love his people and to lead people into worship and to minister to them, and not get away from the ministry part and just focusing on the entertainment part, because I believe that we're called to love God's people and lead them into his presence. And Jeremy is very good at doing that. He is.
I would imagine that's kind of a struggle, though, to kind of separate the two.
Oh,
is
my
it?
Goodness. It can be. Mm-hmm. It really can be, especially whenever you have, like, we had issues before. Like, our sound was not right. Our mix was not right. Mm-hmm. Everything. Like, we were literally having to fight through the technical side of it that night. Mm-hmm. But when the anointing of the Holy Ghost, the anointing of the Holy Ghost is what makes the difference. And when Jesus steps in and you allow him to come in and take over, you remember that he's the reason you're doing what you're doing, and you just say, you know what, God, you're gonna have to fix this and take it all. But yes, it is easy to try to feel like you have to perform well or entertain, but when you're doing it for the Lord, he takes it and he makes it what it needs to be if you allow him to do that.
I know, you know, you have a lot going on, but are you available for you know, doing different maybe appearances at different
places? Absolutely. Yes, sir.
How can people get in touch with
you? We'd love to do that. They can check out my website, kaylaberrymusic.com. We have emails on there that you can go and shoot us an email and see what you got going on.
All right. Listen, I've got a song queued up. It's called Easy Loving You. Talk about this one.
Easy Loving You. Okay, so I am a very passionate worshiper. I love God, and I've been through a whole lot of stuff in my life, and Jesus has healed me of a lot. And so I show a lot of passion in my worship because of all that he's done for me. But this song I wrote in 2015 as a love song to Jesus before I got married, and it happens to be my husband's very favorite song. So I pray you guys like it.
Okay, I hope your husband's listening.
I hope he is.
All right, here we go. Kayla Berry on the Blues and Arts Hour.
The way that you hold me, I never knew one touch could mean so much. Way that you spin me around, I never knew one dance could be so fine. On this roller coaster ride, through every low and every high, I can laugh or I can scream, cause you're right here next to me. That you love me, I never knew such love could be so real. The way that you call me by name, I never knew one voice could make me feel the way I. and scream, 'cause you're right here next to me.
Easy Loving You, that's Kayla Berry. And Kayla, I can understand why that's your husband's favorite song. That's outstanding.
Thank you.
What goes through your mind when you hear one of your songs produced, you hear the final version? What, anything in particular?
Oh, my goodness. Just thankful. And I feel like as I look back over my life, I see that the Lord was always preparing me for this. I don't know if you remember David Huff, David and the Giants.
Yeah, good friend of mine.
I grew up in their church when David, Rayburn, and Claiborne all pastored together. And I can remember as a little girl just singing and all of the little things that was going on in church. And I remember he would come check me out of the little Christian academy that they had there just to come sing some background on some people's albums in their studio. And I can remember doing that throughout my childhood. And it was like God was just preparing me for these moments. And I'm in awe of it. I'm thankful.
It sounds like every song that you do, everything that you hear, I mean, the music that you do is fresh. It's always fresh.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I love this. This is my heart, my passion. And I'm excited to do more. I've always written by myself, okay? So up until the last couple of years, I have started understanding the beauty of co-writing with people and making music in a deeper, more powerful way, and just, you know, bringing in other people and having, like, picking their brains and being like, how can we say this in a deeper way? How can we bring this into more excellent lyric? And it's awesome. Just this whole experience of making music is great.
Very good. Kayla Berry, our very special guest on the Blues and Arts Hour. Stay tuned. I'm Jim Thorne, and we're going to take a break for our CBS News update. I want to thank our longtime sponsor of the show, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, special thanks to Fusion Coffee House, locally owned and one of a kind there in the township on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Our time now is 9:30. Welcome back. It's 25 minutes until 10. Jim Thorne here on the Blues and Arts Hour, 103.9 WYAB, and our very special guest in studio, Christian singer, songwriter, Kayla Berry. Kayla, you talked about you started singing in church, really singing your whole life, worship leader and all that. Do you remember the first time that you sang in front of a group of people? I know it's probably you were very, very young.
I was very young, but I've heard about it. I think I was 5 years old the first time that I got up in church and sang a song. And I was famous around my area for God Likes to Work When Nothing Else Will, Karen Peck, New River. I used to sing that song with all of my heart and soul.
Well, that's great. I was reading your bio and on your website, KaylaBerryMusic.com, and you said something I want you to expand on. You said you have a heart for the lonely, the outcast, and the hurting.
Absolutely.
Talk
yes.
about that.
You know, being a preacher's kid, I've experienced so much And you hear about preachers' kids are the worst, right? You know, that a lot of people say that. And I proved that to be true. Believe it or not. I did, man. I have been through so much hurt and so much pain and rejection and the fear of rejection and just having to deal with so many things from childhood up that I could write a book, and maybe one day I will, if God sees fit. But God has had to heal so much brokenness inside of me. And I don't look at what people do as much as I look at why they do it. Mm. And I feel like so many times we look at people falling into stuff or making mistakes and da-da-da, but we don't really see the why. We don't care to understand the why. They are wounded. They are broken. Their souls are damaged from something that has happened in their life. And so I feel like you need to love people and get to know their why, so that you can understand their what they're doing. Does that make sense? And so I feel like, you know, we need to love them, and love is really what heals. Mm-hmm. And so I love people, and I want to see them healed in their soul. And whenever your inside is healed, your outside will portray mm-hmm. what's going on the inside.
Very good. Very good. Now, the song coming up, it's called The Way It's Supposed to Be. Talk about this one.
Yes, The Way It's Supposed to Be. I remember sitting in the back seat of my parents' vehicle. We were on the way to church. It was about a 20-minute drive, and I hope I still have this sheet of paper. I need to look for it, but it was about this big. Y'all can't see it, but he can. Anyway,
about 4 inches.
Very small, and I remember just writing this entire song. Really? On that 20-minute drive, and it's basically called The Way It's Supposed to Be. This is the way it's supposed to be, spending time, just you and me, talking about the Father. And every time that we come to Him in prayer, He will always meet us there. It's an intimate song of just the way it's supposed to be, lifting our heads whenever they hang low, and just how He loves us and how we spend that time with Him. So I pray that it blesses you today.
All right. Kayla Mary on the Blues and Arts Hour.
The way you lift my head up when I'm lonely, the way you put your hand upon my face, the way you heal my soul when I am broken, the way you hold me in your arms and say that this is the way. Down.
the way it's supposed to be. Kayla Berry on the Blues and Arts Hour. Kayla, again, how can people access your music?
You can check out my website, KaylaBerryMusic.com. Check me out on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, any musical outlet.
And you've got some new music coming out, too, don't you?
Yes, sir. I've got a new Christmas song that's going to be released next week. And then, of course, the holidays. You know, we're going to take a break because Christmas music is going to rain. It's going to rule and reign until January. And so starting January, we'll begin to release lots of new music.
All right, well, we'll be on the lookout for that. Got to take a break and come back for our final segment. Our very special guest in studio, Kayla Berry. And my name is Jim Thorne on the Blues and Arts Hour. You're listening to 103.9 WYAB. I want to thank the longtime sponsor of the program, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also thanks to Fusion Coffee House, locally owned and one-of-a-kind Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Y'all stay tuned. 12 minutes away from 10 o'clock. Welcome back. I'm Jim Thorne on the Blues and Arts Hour, 103.9 WYAB. Kayla Berry is in the studio, and what a talent she is. Kayla, I got to ask you, singing Christian music, why Christian music? Why not? I mean, you have such talent. You've got such intensity and personality. Why not blues or rock or anything else like that?
You know, I've been asked that a lot. I guess the main thing that I can say is I just love to worship God. I love, I've encountered His presence through worship in such a deep, intimate way that I don't think I could ever do anything else. And I don't believe that I could be just solely an entertainer. Does that make sense? Yeah. Like I leading people into His presence and seeing them encounter Him and seeing them be transformed by just being in that worship. That worship setting, when He comes into that room, is that's life changing for me. So that's my biggest thing. I don't think I could ever get away from that.
Speaking of worship, we were talking off the break. You've got something very special coming up on New Year's Eve.
Absolutely. So this will be our third year. New Year's Eve, we have praise and worship right underneath the cross at Berry's in Florence from 10:30 to midnight. And right at midnight, we have a 30-minute fireworks show that's incredible, top-notch. And so we want to invite you guys to come on out and just bring the new year in with us.
That'd be great. All right. We talked about Jeremy Camp, David Huff. Who were some of the other musical influences on you as you were coming up?
Honestly, it wasn't all Christian artists. Whitney Houston, mm-hmm. Mariah Carey, oh my goodness, I just listened to them all the time. And Christian wise, Jackie Velasquez, I don't know if you remember her.
Yes,
but my goodness, I used to do a lot of her music when I was young. And mm-hmm. Natalie Grant, Carrie Job, absolutely love all of them. I guess that's all I can think of right now.
That's a pretty good list, yeah. All right, Kayla, another song, Same God.
Same God. Okay, so I was able to do a worship cover, and we're going to release this actually in January. So this will be the first one that we come out with, and it's by Elevation Worship, and it's one of my most favorite songs to do in live worship. It's incredible.
All right, let's enjoy it. Kayla Berry on the Blues and Arts Hour. Same God, name of the song.
You will keep your covenant.
Kayla Berry and Same God. And Kayla, you say that's going to be released soon?
Yes, sir, in January.
All right. Hey, listen, there are some folks probably listening right now that are involved in worship ministry. Any advice for them?
Yes, absolutely. Some of the greatest advice I could give is to not look at the faces when you are worshiping, because I'm going to tell you, that's been a big thing for me. I feel like a lot of times when we are trying to lead people into the presence of God, we can get off track whenever we look at faces and we try to read, like, whether somebody's enjoying something or not. Mm-hmm. Honestly, some of the, like, most stiff faces I've ever gotten from a worship experience, and then in my mind, I'm sitting here going, oh, gosh, I'm doing something wrong, or they're not enjoying this. And by the end of the time of worship, they come, that was the best. And I'm like, okay, so Lord, God has had to really teach me to, when you're leading worship, it's about God. So you're singing to Him, you're worshiping Him, and you are bringing people into His presence. And so to keep the mind of just let God, my biggest prayer every time that I get out on a stage is, Lord, hide me behind the cross and let people see you, let them hear you. And just have that heart. Just say, you know what, God, you do what you're going to do, and I'm just going to play the background. Just don't worry about anything and trying to perform well, and all those things will come. Just remember to keep Jesus first, and everything else will fall into place.
Kayla Berry, you can find out more about her and her music at KaylaBerryMusic.com. Kayla, it's been a pleasure having you back on the show.
What an honor. Thank you so much for having me.
Contact information, too. If anybody want to get in touch with you for an appearance, can they do that through your website?
Absolutely. KaylaBerryMusic.com. Check us out.
All right. The Blues and Arts Hour is made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. And thanks also to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House in the township on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Got a Christmas song.
Yes, woohoo! Next Friday, Lord willing, we're going to be releasing my version of Oh Holy Night.
All right.
I'm excited.
Is this kind of a preview then, right?
This is a preview. All right.
Kayla Berry, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm Jim Thorne. Until next week, God bless.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. the night of our dear Savior's birth. Lonely the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and our soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder